today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Enjoy them. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for access to their websites, and we do it for free. That's freetalklive.com. Starting things out by going straight to the phones and to the fun, it's Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dennis.
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about sex offenders.
Okay.
It's always a fun topic. I want to relate a little story. Last week, I was sitting in the criminal justice committee in the state house because it's actually fairly entertaining, and you can.
All right.
Hello?
Dennis? That wasn't a dramatic pause, I guess.
All right, whatever.
You're still there.
Hold on. Hold on a second,
Dennis.
Wait a second, Dennis.
Were you there the whole time?
You cut out for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was hanging out in the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee in the State House.
We got that much.
You know, because you can. And there was a bill being discussed that would allow someone to, apparently to set this up, right now, in New Hampshire and a lot of states, I guess, you cannot use as a defense, I didn't know she wasn't 18.
Right.
It doesn't matter if she gave you a driver's license that said she was 18,
right,
and it turns out she was actually, it just, you can't even bring that up.
You should have known better.
You've got to ask for birth certificate,
too. It's not a good excuse. You can't even talk about it in your defense.
Right. Apparently, I don't know how it is that a guy's supposed to know how old somebody is. I mean, how are you going to know this information? It seems a little unfair. Are you supposed to cut them in half and count the rings?
So this bill would say that, yes, you can. It is a permissible defense. If you reasonably believe the person was 16 years of age or older, then, you know, you're not having, you at least have that as a possibility that you can talk about in court. Okay?
Right.
Doesn't mean you get off scot-free. It means you can at least talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, that's kind of interesting. It turns out that the person who was bringing this bill forward, it was a young lady. I would say she was in her early 30s, late 20s. I'd never seen her there before. And she had rounded up maybe half a dozen people around her age, male and female, all of whom had been in the situation or had, in her case, her husband, back when he was 19 years old, had sex with someone who was 15 years old, but who had told him or convinced him, whatever, that she was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm. She probably didn't have to convince him really hard or anything, but, you know, these are the situations, though. I mean, you have these willing girls at 15 who are saying they're 18. I mean, this is difficult stuff to be able to figure out. And the court system, they don't really care. They just want it solved, resolved, and taken care of. If somebody has to go to jail, fine.
Yeah, well, they'd prefer that.
And, you know, parents are like, I don't care. My little baby, she's had sex with an older man, and it's terrible. So, I mean, there's nobody out there advocating for this guy.
And, of course, this guy, now he's, you know, in his 30s, and he's a registered sex offender. He has to tell the state wherever he goes, whatever he does, there's, you know, whatever they think of to do next. He's one of those people, right? It's not quite peeing behind a bush, but it's not that far off it, in my opinion. I mean,
sure. Geez. It's a consensual act between two people. I mean, there's no way around that.
Exactly. And the thing that I found fascinating is I pulled her aside afterwards, and say, wow, you know, this is amazing, because she had rounded up all these people with the same story. She had a little write-up that was all about the legal issues involved and mens rea and Latin terms. I mean, it was really like, wow, this is impressive. And on top of that, every one of the representatives that were formally sponsoring this bill were, in fact, already people on the Criminal Justice Committee.
Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? What's the implication of that? I don't understand.
Well, the committee makes a vote as to whether they believe the bill should pass or fail.
Right.
And the sponsors of the bill, the people who are actually bringing this bill to the legislature, are, in fact, the members of the committee.
So right. You're saying it's very likely that this will go forward, then?
I mean, all the it sure looks that way, because, hey, you know, if half the committee is saying, well, not only do we agree, but we actually took the time to write the law that says something. So I kind of pulled aside afterwards, like, wow, that's, you know, this is amazing. What happened? What led you to be here at this point in time? And this really gives me a great deal of confidence that New Hampshire is a good place to do this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lady who had never been involved with anything like this before. Finally, one time too many, the straw broke the camel's back. She was tired of, you know, having her husband be turned away from a job or whatever it was. She phones up her local state representative, who is a guy a few blocks down the street from her, and he says, geez, this is something I have no idea about. You might want to contact so-and-so in criminal justice. So-and-so in criminal justice is himself an ex, like, warden of the jail, a guy who has been an ex-cop forever in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he totally takes her side, says, yeah, this is unreasonable. This is not what the system is supposed to do.
So how likely is she to
get,
this through?
Hey, I don't know. I know that at least three of the members of the committee they're going to vote on it have got their names on the legislation saying you ought to be able to make this defense.
These committees only have, what, five people on them? Or
no, a little more than that.
Oh, no, that's a subcommittee.
This is more like a dozen.
Okay, the committee's got a dozen, and they form subcommittees, that sort of thing. So they didn't actually vote on it the other day. That was just sort of a hearing?
Yeah, this was just the discussions back and forth. But it's fascinating to me that this person who, you know, she doesn't really, I mean, she's not like a political person or a player or whatever. She just had to spend a few minutes writing something up and chat with her representatives, who fortunately were, you know, nice enough to say, geez, you know, you might want to talk to this person. I don't know about that issue, mm-hmm. but these people do, and they're very reasonable about it, which is very cool.
Yeah, and, you know, this state, the legislators are far more accessible than they are in any other state, simply because, what's the population of the state, Dennis? It's
1.3 million,
1.3 million. There are 400 representatives in this tiny little state. Most states have a third of that number of
representatives. There's actually a chance that your representative isn't a robot. I mean, that's, you know, it's actually, they're actually a real person
and
can have feelings.
But on top of that, it's,
when you
it's
call
a
them, you get their
volunteer
house.
Position. I think that's important to note. I mean, these people are literally, they're not paid to be there. They're volunteers.
They're getting $100,
volunteers,
right?
But their head's in the wrong place.
I think they're getting $100.
But they are volunteers.
Yeah.
It's $100 a year, so it's essentially nothing.
Right. That $100 doesn't cover the gas.
Now, if we can only get them to meet only once a year and just keep them out of trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
Once every 2 years.
Now, Dennis, since we've got you on the air, you are, I think you're the political director or something with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Is that right?
The research director, yeah.
Research director. And so what you do is you sort of take the time to go through all of the new pieces of legislation that are being proposed, you and your crew at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. And I guess you've been busy, as always, and there are a number of pro-freedom or freedom-affecting bills that are going to be heard, I think, tomorrow up in Concord. And I think, Mark, you're going to be attending that.
I will. It will be a Mark Edge Free Talk Live appearance there up at the State House.
I've never once announced any of my political things as being an appearance.
Yeah,
but
well,
apparently, Mark will do anything for...
I'll sign whatever you got. Bring it on.
Some attention.
Bagpipes and all.
So also, Dennis, there were some successes, and I guess a few failures, but there was an election yesterday in New Hampshire, and a couple of areas of the state came out ahead, right?
Oh, yeah. It was municipal elections, so this isn't like, you know, for governor or anything, but it is the people who control the purse strings of the various towns and cities, and I was pretty impressed. Like, the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire won, I don't remember offhand what seat it was, but won, like, part of the municipal government for his town.
Wow, that's great.
And he's the chairman of the LP, which is pretty cool. There were, I think, three or four free staters that won, you know, like new mover type free staters that won trustee of the trust and this and that. And you guys did great in Keene. I mean, nobody expected what you guys did in Keene.
Yeah, we pretty much...
Do you know what you did in Keene?
We don't really know what happened precisely. You can certainly fill us in. But basically, the school board got a big slap in the mouth yesterday.
Yeah, there were a bunch of spending articles that were pretty soundly rejected. A bunch of people turned out that probably weren't expected to. I think the voter turnout for this municipal election was more than double what it normally was. So somebody got some people stirred up and excited, and they turned out out and vote down a bunch of spending articles. Dennis, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. But I don't think we actually had anything specifically to do with that.
No, not you and I.
Analyze that more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, snitches.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's W-A-C-H-T-E-R-S.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, and you can do that by buying some stuff over to Amazon.freetalklive.com, Amazon.freetalklive.com, where when you shop at that link, we will get over a significant percentage of your purchase. And there are 35 categories to shop from. There are DVDs, books, there are sporting goods, accessories, clothing, furniture. I mean, you name it, they pretty much sell it. And free Super Saver shipping on many items, including every single item in the grocery store. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. All right, so we are going to continue with the phone calls here, but just a quick recap on, I guess, what happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live. There was, a surprising victory yesterday in the election results. This was a municipal election. It was a school board thing. There were a number of articles that were on the ballot for spending. Apparently, a lot of the spending here in Keene has to go through the people, so the people have to vote on this stuff. And a lot of it was voted down, a significant. I think they were stunned. I think the school board people were a little bit shocked at this because they were using the tired old tactics of, you know,
do it for the kids. They actually trotted the kids out.
Yes.
Please, with signs.
There was a little boy who was handing out propaganda at the voting location. Mm-hmm. And
these are the old tactics. You know, if they thought that there was any chance that they would have lost, they would have had the cheerleaders out there with signs.
Right. Normally they work pretty well. And in this case, they didn't, I guess, because people turned out. About 1,500 people turned out, probably all the bureaucrats and their friends, turned out to vote for the budget increases. But about 1,550 or 1,600 people turned out to vote against them.
Now, that's a huge turnout in a local election.
Yeah, it was about 20%, I would say, and that's way more than what normally happens. And I think, now, I mean, we're just...
So they were reasonable in expecting a landslide in their own favor. I mean,
right.
It's the school board sets forth this budget, and then they have all these teachers and all these janitors and all these administrators and all these parents and all these people who are, you know, basically benefiting from this huge budget increase that they have. And so they expect all those people to go and vote, and they do. Well, finally, somebody came out and said, no, we're not going to pay for this, and you're not going to forcibly take away our houses if we choose not to pay for this. And I'm really glad. And, you know, the fact is, the Free State Project is going to make New Hampshire free. It's making it freer as time goes by, and Keene is, you know, certainly a nexus of freedom inside of New Hampshire. And I say that the reason for that nexus is Free Talk Live.
Well, you know, I'm not going to take credit on this. Because,
well, then I will. The nexus of freedom and Free Talk Live, Mark Edge.
We didn't really do anything to actually activate anybody on this particular election. We didn't go out.
I made sure a few people got to the polls.
Yeah, but we didn't really do anything. Free Keene didn't really get involved in this. I don't think the Keene Free Press was really involved in it at all. So I think that maybe there's just this culture of liberty that's sort of burgeoning here in Keene that we might be a factor in.
Or maybe we brought a bunch of people to Keene who would vote in this direction.
We haven't brought that many. We haven't brought 1,500 people here, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, throughout the state, though, there has been a lot of talk about a taxpayer revolt going on. In the northern part of the state, all these people who have this land and these beautiful places are getting hit with these big view tax bills.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people are getting tired of being squeezed throughout the country.
I think you might be right, but I think what really did it in this case, and I could be wrong about this, but here in Keene there's this weekly shopper, this Monadnock shopper. It's kind of just a throwaway newspaper. I don't understand why anybody even bothers opening it. I guess it's because there's just not that much to read around here.
I would say that there's a strong possibility that what you're saying is true there.
I don't understand why anyone advertises in it either.
I mean, can tell you why, because it works.
How it could possibly work, I don't understand. I don't
people read it. I'm watching people read it.
Well, anyway, it's 99% ads. There's barely any. I mean, all the articles that are in there are ads. They're text versions of ads.
Right. They're usually articles given to the advertiser, the good advertisers. You know, and they sort of give themselves a little advertorial.
However,
the Keene Free Press is much better.
That's an actual newspaper. In this particular case, though, last week I opened up this local paper, this Monadnock Shopper, because it's delivered to every single household in the area. And there was this 8.5 by 11 insert in there. It's a black and white insert with a big bold type at the top that says Keene school budget on record high course for 14.8% tax increase. Vote no on articles 2 through blah, blah, blah. And then it gives you recommendations on how to vote. And this was really helpful for me because I hadn't done any research on, as usual, I didn't do any research on the local candidates. I went and just took this in there and voted the way it told me to because they made a very compelling case for their point on this 8.5 by 11. Every household in Keene got this, and I think this probably had more to do than anything else with getting people to turn
out. It's a great piece, but, you know, I mean, the Free State Project is making things making it so things like this work.
I understand that, and I agree with that. But
and
I'm
we're making the Free State Project work, so I still take credit.
We are. That's true. Let's go to the
phones. If you don't want credit, I'll take it.
It's Martin in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. I want to talk about something, and it's going to make its way to Liberty, but this is something I'm sure none of you three are familiar with.
Okay.
It's the sport of ice fishing.
Oh, yes.
I've seen the huts out there on frozen lakes.
I live in Michigan, obviously surrounded by water, and I live in a part that's very close to the largest bay in Michigan. Every year about mid-December, so it freezes over, you get 10, 12 inches of ice out there. And then it gets warmer and warmer throughout March. Now, this week it's been, I'll have to start telling you about weather here, but I'm sure it's happening in New Hampshire too. It's been 40, 50. Yesterday it reached 75 degrees.
Yeah, it was 66 today.
You would think people would be smart enough at 75 degrees not to be out on the ice, but every year, this time of year, it
some
never
stops. Some jackpot drives his truck out there.
Well, what they're doing is they're out there, they're on snowmobiles, they're sitting on a bucket. First off, the ice is melting. Digging a hole through it is probably not the best idea in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
Structural integrity. Hmm.
So, are the fish really worth it? Are they that good?
Evidently, because trust me, when you go through in February, you will see hundreds of people up and down the river, and then out to the bay. But we have a Coast Guard station, and every year at this time, there's a story on the news about the Coast Guard using their helicopters to dig people off the large piece of ice that broke away.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, why is it my responsibility as a taxpayer to go pull these guys off the ice if they're not smart enough to know that when it's 75 degrees, ice tends to melt?
Yeah, I think there's probably some sort of underlying assumption that goes through their minds. Like, they've heard the stories. They know that if they get into any trouble, all they have to do is call the Coast Guard or call 911, and they'll get their and they'll get out. They'll get a helicopter drop lift out of there. And I think that if we took that away, if that wasn't available to them, then they might think twice before going out there.
Well, Ian and I are both from Sarasota. You know, they're on the west coast of Florida, and there's a lot more people. We call them Yankees. They come down, they buy boats, big, expensive boats, and they get themselves in trouble. Well, the Coast Guard doesn't have the time or energy to go out and get all these boats and take care of them, so they have this sort of tow service, Sea-Doo or something like that. I can't remember what they call it. But they tow these boats back in, and these people have to pay for it. Look, the Coast Guard went away up there in Michigan. These guys really would get saved, but somebody would charge them for it afterwards.
That'd be the way to do it. Martin, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well?
All you have to do is go to oneyeartoretire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll free. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. And that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial up version, both waiting for you. Completely free. Freetalklive.com.
So now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com, use code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. Now, you know, I was thinking about this. If, when it comes to wills, if you don't have one, like Ian, you could get hit by a car tomorrow.
I know. I've been thinking about it.
Assuming you left the house, you could get hit by a car.
I could get hit by a car right now. There was a car that drove through the wall of the CVS here a few days ago.
You know, young people rarely get diseases or anything like that happening to them, but it does happen. You know, people just die, and if you don't have a will or a living trust or a living will set up or a living trust and those kind of things, man. Your money is going to go to the government, half of it. At the very least, the government and lawyers will take half of your money.
Right.
You need to have a will set up. And, I mean, of all the good things that you do for the people that you love, you go to work, you earn money so they'll have a good life. Do you want to give away half that money to the government because you haven't thought about this
how
one thing that's going to take...
How do they find the will? Like, when you die, how do they find the will?
Most people have a spot for special papers, where they keep the car title. You don't want to keep the car title in your car, because then when the person steals it, all they have to do is forge your signature, and then they own the car.
I see.
So you have a spot for special documents. I have a fireproof box. Usually they don't cost much, but everybody should have some kind of safe.
Can you change the will after you actually make it?
Sure. Yes. Anytime.
But do you have to pay another lawyer's fee to do that, or can you just go in and edit it?
I don't know the answer. I believe that that's the case. I believe that LegalZoom sends you a Word document or something like that that you can edit, and you just pay them for it, and then essentially you can edit it anytime. You can change it weekly if you so chose.
Right. Yeah, I've been thinking about trying it out because it seems like a sensible thing to do.
You know, what's not sensible is giving away all your hard-earned money to the government.
Yeah, plus you get the 10% discount
and,
as well.
And forget that, there's the 10%. And don't forget that your family is going... It's going to take forever to disperse the money if you don't have a will. I mean, it's going to be years. How are they going to survive without a will? Man, do it now.
Do you
go to the computer
one?
And do it now. Yes, I do.
All right. So that's LegalZoom.com, code FTL for 10% discount. All right.
If you own any kind of property, I do, that's why I got a will. Once I own the property, I just can't.
All right. So let's talk about snitching, because I mentioned it last night. We never got to the story. And, Mark, you've got the story.
I do. From the SunSentinel.com, informants will earn rewards for turning in tax cheaters. The Internal Revenue Service estimates that the difference between what Americans owe in federal taxes and what they actually pay is about... That's the difference between what they owe and what they pay, $345 billion annually. In an effort to close this huge tax gap, Congress and President Bush in December enacted a measure designed to give people more motivation to tattle on dishonest employers, employees, coworkers, acquaintances, and former spouses. That's the kicker.
Oh, my.
Former spouses. But the enhanced incentives in the form of higher cash rewards to those who blow the whistle on tax cheats will go only to those informants who provide specific, useful information. So you have to tell they're cheating on such and such. They don't want to just have to do an audit and find out what's wrong with this person. They want specific, useful information. Because audits aren't the easiest things in the world for them to get done. I mean, you know, people can be very uncooperative in side audits.
I can imagine.
And I would be. As uncooperative as possible. Evidence and analysis is what they are looking for rather than hearsay and speculation, said Stephen Whitlock, director of the IRS's new whistleblower office. People who
Oh my gosh. Yes, they've got a whole bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they got a whole bureaucracy. And of course, they have to catch enough people to pay for the bureaucracy.
Right. And they don't care about that. They just want
really
compliance.
I mean, it's true. People who come in with hearsay, speculation, and a motive tend to be less reliable. This shouldn't be about personal vindictiveness.
No.
This should be honor and integrity.
Well, they're trying to appeal towards people's sense of fairness. They're trying to appeal towards people, this whole idea that everybody has to pay their so-called fair share. And so,
but, you know, if there's a bully on the playground that took a kid's money, does that mean that all the kids should have to give their money up too?
But they don't see it that way. I mean, yes, your point is very salient, but they don't see it that way. What the good, law-abiding citizens see is they say to themselves, well, I pay my taxes, and I'm a good law-abiding citizen. And that, you know, that Mark, I heard him talk about on the radio how he cheats a little bit here and there on his taxes. And you know
what?
You
need better information than that.
That's not fair, is what they say to themselves.
Yes,
and of course,
understand.
The IRS promotes this concept. They promote the idea that, well, he's cheating the government, and that's not fair because it means that they're just going to have to tax me more next time. And so it gets people very indignant about the idea that people might want to keep the money that they earned.
How often does the government curtail its spending to only what it makes? Please, the government. They're not even related. What the government spends versus what they take in taxes.
Mm.
That's so. I mean, to think that somehow you have to pay more because I'm
but
not paying enough.
But this is what they think.
I understand.
Right.
They're jerks. They said that people with the goods on tax cheats are going to be offered specific rewards to come forward. Said Whitlock. It's worth mentioning that the IRS has had a fraud hotline for years. The number remains. And I'm not giving out that number. It is now answered by
911-7735.
Yeah. Whatever. I mean, you know, yeah, let's call that. Let's call it and jam it up so nobody else can call it.
666.
Yeah. It's about the number that relates to them. And now is answered by the whistleblower office. The previous whistleblower law authorized by the IRS was to pay an informant 1% up to 15% of the tax and penalties 1% to 15% of the tax penalties collected as a result of the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Rewards were granted, but they were relatively few, as were the accounts of money recovered. In 2005, for example, 169 whistleblowers were awarded $7.6 million, about 8% of the $93.7 million that the government collected as a result of those tips. The new law doubles the maximum reward to 30% of the total recovered, now including interest as well as tax penalties. Taxes and penalties. The new, the more helpful information, the higher the reward. Those who have allegations but little evidence can get a reward of 1% to 10% mm-hmm. of the amount recovered. But if the IRS discovers a big tax fraud, one involving at least $2 million in lost revenue based on specific information provided, especially documents, the informant could get 15% to 30% of the amount collected.
Oh, so baby.
They have a new tier to their whistleblower thing. Is essentially what they have. You know, the new better evidence tier.
Who do I know? It's a...
I couldn't bring myself to do it, to turn anybody over to these pit bulls. I just couldn't do it.
Well, that's good.
Individuals representing Satan.
That's really what they're, you know, what it's like. The better develop the information from the source, Whitlock says, the better we can pursue it. Importantly, because the old whistleblower program was criticized by taxpayers for being arbitrary and granting awards, the new law created the whistleblower's office and gave it sole responsibility for handling tips and rewards, as though I guess it's going to be less arbitrary. I don't know. Decisions might be made by people who were in the examination and collection side, Whitlock said. Their focus was not necessarily on making sure that the whistleblower was rewarded. Whitlock thinks that having a dedicated office will make the program more responsive and predictable and lead to more tips and revenue collected. So at this point, they only got like less than 200 tips last year, and we need an office to handle that?
Sure. I mean, it's another bureaucracy. Hire some more bureaucrats. Whatever. That's what they do. They expand their size.
They certainly do. That's all government does.
The fact that there's an office for whistleblowers is kind of funny and annoying all at the same time. But really what this is more, what more interests me about this story is the direction this country's going in. And that is there are more and more programs like this being created at all different levels of government in different government bureaucracies. That it's one thing to blow the whistle on the government. It's another thing to blow the whistle on a friend or a family member or somebody that you might happen to work with.
Right,
For whatever reason, whether it be you happen to know they've got a joint in their car and you blow the whistle on them through the police, or that they've been cheating a little bit, so-called cheating, on their taxes in that they're just trying to save some money so they can put food on the table for their family at night, maybe have a few bucks left over at the end of the year to put away in the bank account.
That's right.
I mean, that's what's going on here.
And it degrades society. It creates resentment and division among people.
It makes me scared because I don't know who to trust with stuff like this going on.
And there's a lot of money in the offing, too.
Yep. So, once again, encouraging the snitch society. Watch as these programs continue to expand. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free. Enjoy them. They're on us, and that does include the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts, over 1,500 people interacting, all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. And you should also know that if you've got a child in your life, be they son, daughter, or sibling, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066 or akidsjourney.com. And one thing that you should tell your children is to not tell anybody about what they write on their tax returns.
No, it's you shouldn't discuss it, because apparently there's people out there that are willing to just sell you down the river for 10 or 15% of that
Keep
money.
Your mouth shut. The IRS has created what they call the whistleblower office. There's an entire division of the IRS now devoted towards appealing to people's sense of greed. And essentially appealing to them and saying, hey, if you know somebody who's so-called cheated on their taxes, which if the translation of that means they're just trying to keep some of the money they earn, then snitch them out. Tell us about it. We'll investigate, and if it turns out you're right, we'll give you a cut of whatever we recover. And the cut can be anywhere of up to, what, 1 to 30%?
1 to 30%. Like if you can show documentation,
depending on the information,
you can get 30%.
And there's some. I had an article about this. I don't know if it was the same one you did, but there are comments down at the bottom from people where essentially just average Americans are saying things like, Oh, man, now I wish I worked for an oil company so I could do the whistleblower thing. Can you imagine all the money I'd make if I could catch one of them cheating? Cackles ominously. I wouldn't grumble so much about paying taxes if I was allowed to tell the government where I didn't want my money to go. Then he gives a few examples. Since I can't, I may not cheat on taxes myself, but I sure won't bother caring if someone else decides to. Another person says, why don't I know more dishonest people? So people, again, just wishing they could cash in on this program.
Oh, yeah.
Corporal Nobby says, sounds a lot like the Soviet Union in 1938. In fact, Wayne, you made a comment about that during the break. Do you want to give me some idea of what you meant by that?
Well, as countries become more totalitarian, there's always these little snitch programs. It happened in Nazi Germany. It happened in the Soviet Union. It happens in these countries. And it's starting to happen here, and it's very disturbing.
It sure is, and if you've got an example of a snitch program going on in your local area, let us know, because there was another story recently, I don't remember where it was, I think it was in Kentucky, but there was essentially a program created to encourage children to snitch out their neighbors
for zoning violations.
Yeah, that was hilarious, actually.
They're encouraging children. You think it's funny, but this is going to get people in trouble.
It sure will.
And it's indoctrinating the kids at a very young age. This was a program for second graders. No. Indoctrinating children at a very young age into the snitch society, telling them that it's okay to rat people out for doing things that don't harm others. It's one thing if you see a murder taking place.
Right.
It's another thing when you snitch somebody out for trying to keep a little bit of the money they earn, for having a shingle hanging off their roof, or for smoking a joint.
For leaving the garbage cans out, past the time that you're supposed to have your garbage cans out.
On the other hand, I think the whistleblower laws within government are good, because that's the taxpayer money that people are wasting. And there's been a lot of legislation trying to protect whistleblowers. At the same time, there are people trying to subvert that.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Brian in Colorado. You're on the Amplifier line. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. It was great meeting you all in New Hampshire a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, it was nice meeting you, too.
Excellent, sir.
You, too, Brian.
Yeah, it was. We spent the week afterwards, my wife and I, just driving up and down looking for some property.
Well, did Heidi find something she liked?
What's that?
Did Heidi find something she liked?
We found, she needs horse property. And all the stuff that we looked at that they call horse property was, you know, you could put a barn there, but then you'd need a bunch of horses with two legs shorter than the other to stand on the hills.
Gotcha.
So we need a little more work, but we're getting there. We're being able to read the realtor's descriptions and, you know, find the actual truth in there.
Gotcha. I know there are horse stores around here, so there must be people with horses, and the property must be out there. I mean, there's certainly enough rural property here in New Hampshire. Eventually, I'm sure you'll find something interesting. So why'd you call tonight?
I called about taxes and this. What you were saying, the whistleblower stuff. First of all, it's not whistleblower. I mean, you know, they might call it that because whistleblower has a good name. You know, whistleblowers work for us.
It's snitching.
Inside of government. This isn't whistleblowers. This is just snitch. I think you mentioned that, too. But if you think about it, just filling out a 1040 form is a form of snitching on yourself. It's admitting that you don't have your Fifth Amendment rights to self-incrimination. So every year when you pay your taxes, when you pay taxes that are assessed on you, aren't you, I don't know, blowing the whistle on yourself?
Yeah, I think you're right. You are essentially volunteering your information to this criminal organization, these people calling themselves the IRS, who are, to me, they appear to be nothing more than a group of strangers sending me invoices. I don't understand who they are or who they claim to be, but essentially you're volunteering your monetary information, your private information to these people, and so, yeah, you're getting into their system, and then you're asking, begging for a portion of your money back from them.
Look, you know, I don't have any problem with a person who, when an armed robber comes up to them and, says, I got a gun in my pocket, and kind of pokes it out at them, if that person just goes ahead and gives them what's in their wallet. I don't have a problem with that person. I mean, I'm not going to call that person a coward. I would call them relatively smart. So I feel like filling out your 1040 form is relatively smart, because the government's like that armed robber. They really will use guns and violence to get that money out of you. You know, if it keeps them away from you, I say go ahead and give them the money.
But there's a chance that filling out that form, especially if you do something wrong, which is so easy to do, that's going to draw them to you.
Certainly
so there's
possible.
Also that chance, Brian.
It's not foolproof.
Yeah, what would happen if you didn't file your taxes 1 year, and then the next year you reported yourself, and then you were forced to pay, but then since you're the informant, you got the 30% back?
I guess there's probably a rule against that.
I would imagine they're not going for that.
You could snitch out each other. You could have a mutual snitching society.
Now, Brian, you're a business owner. How does this whole tax situation affect you? Do you wish that you could not withhold? I presume you have some employees. Do you wish that you could not withhold and just pay all your employees what they're really worth?
Well, we have this thing called the true check policy. On your check stub, most payroll companies will say, this is how much was deducted for this, this is how much was deducted for the, you know, for Medicare,
right,
for, you know, all this other stuff, and then here's your bottom line. Well, we add to that, and we say, this is how much you never made that it cost me. It's the 8.5% for, you know, this, and 1.5% for that, because those are taxes that if I didn't have to pay that, they're not taken out of your salary. They're taken out of my cost for you, and they're right there. Nobody knows about these things.
So you also actually include. Wait, let me make sure I understand.
Idea.
You're actually not only are you showing them what they paid in Social Security and all that, but you're showing them the other side of Social Security, because the employee pays 7.5% so called, and then the employer has this hidden 7.5% cost. You're showing them that additional money that they would never normally see.
Yes.
Oh,
so if you're you know, gross is $6,000, and then, you know, all the stuff that's taken off of that, and you end up at, you know, 42 or whatever it is, I take that $6,000, add the 7.5 plus 1.5 plus, there's other things like, this is what the insurance, you know, health insurance costs that I pay for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, these are some other things that I pay for you. So it takes that $6,000 up to, you know, $7,200, and then you take off all that stuff, and you end up at
$4,200. Wow,
so
that's brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good idea.
You're not going from 6,000 to 42. You're going from 72. You know, and I, you know, you would get all that if I didn't have all these taxes to pay.
I wish more employers would do something like that. Did you come up with that on your own, or did you get it from somewhere?
We do on the accounting package, but it wasn't my original idea. We've been doing it for years. There is a move, and I forget the name of the movement. It's called the Fair Check thing, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I forget exactly what it's called. But there is a movement of people just trying to get the education, the word out that this kind of thing should be shown to your employees.
Fantastic. Congratulations on that. I know you're going to be moving your business here when you come to New Hampshire, and look forward to that. And, Brian, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I love that idea, because so many employees are completely oblivious,
right,
to all of these taxes that are confiscated from them before the dollar amount even makes it to the paycheck to have the income tax and all the other stuff taken out.
Well, that's right. And a lot of people don't realize that job that's in the paper for $28,000 a year is really budgeted for about $50,000 a year.
I don't know if it goes that high.
Well,
but
it could,
yeah,
depending on the state.
It's probably at least $35,000. I mean, there's definitely several thousand there that you're not getting, because that business owner has to pay business tax.
Most people look at the amount that's on the check. They don't even look at what the taxes are or any. They don't even look at those numbers at all. But I think that if it's printed properly, you know, you can show your employees just how much they're paying in
It'll
tax.
At least get them thinking. Hour number two's on the way. Coming up, bad news from Britain.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.